Praise 102.7, Detroit's inspiration station. I am excited. My brother, Dr. Joseph Kimbrough, is on the phone with me, and today we're going to talk about distractions and discouragement and how those things can just keep you from going to the next level, but it doesn't have to, right?
Absolutely, woman of God. When we talk about discouragement and also dealing with distractions, it's like, how do we really deal with that? So the number one thing we have to do is don't give in into discouragement and learn to recognize distractions. Because discouragement basically comes with a feeling of defeat, feeling like you cannot make it, just lost, right? But distractions are disguises that basically come to throw you off the course. We need to recognize the difference, but stay with what is constant. This is not the time to basically take on new things that may cause confusion. So if it's something that's going to confuse you to get you off focus, go with what you know. Number two is don't get down on yourself. Mm. Realize who is in control. Things and situations change, but so don't live in your imagination trying to think about the worst. What if, what if, what if? Don't go there. Keep a level head. It's not time for you to go through all the different storms and all these what if. You have to stay constant. Number three is keep pressing in against the opposition. So even though it seems like a discouragement, things are trying to come your way, you have to stay strong. Be strong in this hour, but press toward that mark of where you know God is taking you. Use the weapons that work for you. Don't try to utilize different people's methods because you don't know them. Use what you've always utilized to help you get through those storms sometimes. Don't become more amazed than you should at what is taking place or what is commonplace. Because you know when you go to the next level, they always used to say, new levels, new devils. So you know you're going to go, when you're going about to graduate, when you're going to try to lose weight, or when you try to go to the next level, things are going to come up in your life that's going to distract you. Don't get amazed like, oh my God, I can't believe. Guess what? Why not? Mm-hmm. You know, those things are supposed to come and try to knock you off your square. But the last but not least one is, think about this here. All situations, right? Think about all situations have a time limit. Mm-hmm. Nothing, trouble, how you say, trouble don't last always. It's not going to last forever. So don't allow this distraction to define you. It's only a moment in your lifetime. This too shall pass. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing we need to do is ask ourselves, what can I learn from this situation,
right,
God? And also even to yourself, what can I do to take my life to the next level? What have I done to bring upon this discouragement or distraction? So we have to look at ourselves, too, and also ask God so you won't continue to go through the same situation over and over again. So those there are the 4 points for today to help people go to the next level, recognize discouragement and distraction. That's number one. Don't get down on yourself. Beat yourself up. Recognize who is ultimately in control. Three, keep pressing in against the opposition. And number four is all situations have a time limit. This too shall pass. Mm-hmm. And so those there are the 4 points that take people to the next level in 2016.
All four of those are crucial, and I'm going to practice them right now because I really need it. I'm feeling a little distracted, Joseph. Well, I love it. Each week you bring us words of wisdom, and we end each segment by saying it's Game on Wednesday.